I would like two volunteers who don't mind doing a little bit of instant acting as two children. Who's going to volunteer? Okay, we'll have Dorian as one. There'll be a chance in a while for a bit more. And we'll have Claire, you can be the other. Okay. You're going to be two children, Dorian. And I want you, Dorian and Claire, and I want you, Dorian, to... Let me just get my script. I want you to be able to act out. Can you have a go at this, to try this? You're going to go out and you're going to engage in dissolute living. Can you think what that might be? Yeah. I think you've got the idea, right? That's dissolute living. But then at some point, you come to yourself. Yeah. Very good. He's got potential, this guy. Okay. But what you're going to do is you're going to go off down the aisle and be dissolute down the end of the aisle where they are down at the dissolute end of church. I see you down there. So you're going to go off down there and then you're going to come back again when it's just you come back, okay? But you start off here. And Claire, you've got to practice something which you're not very good at, I'm sure. You've got to practice being grumpy. You never do this. You've got to practice, but not this. And you don't want to talk to me. Which, you never like that, are you? No. Okay, so you stand here, and you're going to go off there. In fact, you're going to go off there now. Go near Chris. And you prepare to be grumpy. But just before I get onto the story, I want to start here. I've been on a conference, actually, recently at Coventry Cathedral on faith in conflict, about conflict and about reconciliation, and about something that's a real passion of our new Archbishop of Canterbury, which is getting people who may disagree to actually learn how to disagree without fighting about it. They may remain in complete disagreement, but learning to do so in a way which moves towards restored relationships. And our story this morning is all about that. And what Paul spoke of in our New Testament reading from Corinthians was all about that too. He spoke about the ministry of reconciliation, that God was in Christ at the cross when he died for us. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And when Jesus died on the cross, he did so to reconcile us, to make us friends again with God. So there's a vertical dimension from God to us. But there's also a horizontal dimension to the ministry of reconciliation, as Christ reaches out his hands to bring warring people together at the foot of the cross. And the church's ministry of reconciliation is about both. Bringing people back to God and bringing people back together. And it's all there in the work that Christ achieved for us on the cross. Now, today is Mothering Sunday, and we have a story which we're going to read twice. And you'll see that I've taken the odd liberty, I'm afraid, because of it being Mothering Sunday. And I wanted you to reflect, as I've taken the odd liberty, about what difference it makes to the way you hear this story for yourself, in terms of your own sense of your reconciliation between you and God and your reconciliation between you and your neighbor, or perhaps your brother and sister or family member. So here we go. Are you ready, Dorian? There was a man who had two children. The younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me." So he divided his property between them. A few days later, the son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant country. There he squandered his property in dissolute living. When he had spent everything, I think that's enough dissolute living out. When he'd spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? But here am I, dying of hunger. I'll get up and go to my father, and I'll say to him, 'Father, I've sinned against heaven and before you. I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.'" So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him. Excuse me. And he kissed him. I won't do that. Then the son said to him, "On your knees. Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to the slaves, "Quickly, bring out a robe." There you are, you can be a slave, Richard. Put a robe on him. Get to it. The best robe, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get the fatted calf and kill it. Who wants to be the fatted calf? And let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. Woo! Let's have a party, folks. Celebrate. Yay. Who's got some music? Let's have a dance. Now, his elder child was in the field. And when she came and approached the house, she heard music and dancing. She called one of the slaves and asked what was going on. And he replied, "Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he's got him back safe and sound." Then she became angry and refused to go in. Her father came out and began to plead with her. But she answered her father, "Listen, for all these years I've been working like a slave for you, and I've never disobeyed your command, yet you've never even given me a young goat so that I may celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours comes back, who's devoured his property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him." Then the father said to her, "Daughter, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found." Now, Claire, come and stand here. And Dorian, come and stand here. We'll lose that, thank you. And you two are going to swap round. We're going to have the same story again, but you two are going to swap positions. And we're going to have a different narrator.
There was a woman who had two children. The younger of them said to her mother, "Mother, give me the share of the property that will belong to me." So she divided her property between them. A few days later, the daughter gathered all she had and travelled to a distant country. And there she squandered her property in dissolute living. When she had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that country and she began to be in need. So she went and hired herself to one of the citizens of that country, who sent her to his fields to feed the pigs. She would gladly have filled herself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave her anything. But when she came to herself, she said, "How many of my mother's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? But here am I dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my mother, and I will say to her, 'Mother, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your daughter. Treat me like one of your hired hands.'" So she set off and went to her mother. But when she was still far off, her mother saw her and was filled with compassion. She ran and put her arms round her and kissed her. I'm allowed to do it this time. Then the daughter said to her,
"Kneel.
Mother, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your daughter." But the mother said to her slaves, "Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on her. Put a ring on her finger and sandals on her feet. And get the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and celebrate. For this daughter of mine was dead and is alive again. She was lost and is found." And they began to celebrate. Come on, let's celebrate, come on. Can you celebrate? Celebrate? Come on, party, party. Now her elder child was in the field. And when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the slaves and asked what was going on. He replied, "Your sister has come and your mother has killed the fatted calf because she has got her back safe and sound." Then he became angry and refused to go in. His mother came out and began to plead with him. But he answered his mother, "Listen. For all these years have I been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never given me even a young goat so that I might have a party with my friends. But when this daughter of yours came back, who's devoured your property with gigolos, you killed the fatted calf for her." Then the mother said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice because this sister of yours was dead and has come to life. She was lost and has been found."
Thank you. We could have done that at least four different ways. And each different way brings out something else, or at least it did to me. And I hope that whether you are a brother or a sister, a mother or a father, or whichever way that you relate in your kind of families, and whatever tribes that we relate in, the tribal families of the world, maybe that spoke in a different kind of way.